Dawn, 30th of October, 1942. A periscope and the outline of a submarine are spotted by a Royal Air Force patrol aircraft in the eastern Mediterranean. This sighting will be a vital turning point at Bletchley Park. HMS Batard and three other warships are on the scene by 10 a.m. and spend the next 10 hours hunting and depth charging the U-boat. Night has fallen when the submarine is finally forced to surface after sustaining serious damage.
The dramatic story of the Batard Pinch is now beautifully told in a new mini exhibition within Naval Codebreaking Hut 8. Friends of Bletchley Park enjoyed an exclusive preview on Sunday the 13th of December, the anniversary of the break back into Shark. They were joined by Tony Fasson, the nephew of Anthony Fasson, one of the two seamen who drowned during the operation. For him, seeing the story told in a specially commissioned animated film in a highly atmospheric setting was a very moving moment.
How does it feel to be here today and see what we've done?
It feels absolutely tremendous, actually, and quite emotional, I have to say.
It's probably a little bit overwhelming, is it?
It is. It is.
You look a bit sort of, something's hit you between the eyes.
I do. I feel very emotional about it.
Chaotic scenes unfold as the enemy crew start to abandon ship. Knowing the U-boat could contain vital intelligence which could be utilized by the Allies, Tony Fasson, the first lieutenant on Batard, and able seaman Colin Grazier immediately leap into the sea and swim through a mass of fleeing U-boat men towards the U-559. They are followed by Navy canteen assistant Tommy Brown.
When I was a child, it was spoken about, but not very much at all. It was just very, very low-key within the family. So it wasn't until some years later on that we really knew the full story. My grandparents, they weren't told the full story after he died. Yeah, so it was really not until, probably until my, late teens that we really knew what was happening.
Cold and wet, Fasson and Grazier board the submarine, climbing down the conning tower into the blackness below.
This must be a proud day then. I mean, I don't want to put words in your mouth.
It is extremely. Yeah, I feel very emotional about it, I'm afraid. Especially having just watched the film there. Yeah.
That is a very moving, very, very telling of the story. I'm glad that you're proud and happy to see it.
Yes, and it's been celebrated in the correct way. Yeah, it's tremendous.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.